Lone Wolf by Linwood Barclay.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dedication. To my Green Acres family, those still with us and those not. Chapter 1. Trixie Snelling seemed to be working up to something over lunch this particular Tuesday, and really just killing time talking about scouring costume stores to find forehead ridges to please a client who liked to be dominated by a Klingon. But she never got to it because I had to take a call on my cell that my father had been eaten by a bear. There were these two Klingon chicks in the series where the bald guy was the captain, right? Trixie asked me because she knew that I was something of an authority when it came to matters related to science fiction. Yeah, I said, Lursa and Betor Duras. They were sisters. They tried to overthrow the Gowron leadership of the Klingon High Council. I paused, then added, lots of leather and cleavage. I'm okay there, Trixie said, shaking her head at the useless information I had stored in my head. I wondered sometimes what important stuff gets crowded out when your brain is filled with trivia. My closet's so full of leather, Trixie continued, I'm afraid it's all going to congeal back into a cow. I should show you sometime. Even though Trixie was dressed at the moment in a dark blue pullover sweater...